Hello?
Hi, Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes, hi, Roy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
what
that's
can I do
good.
For ya?
Well, I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new postman on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's going to be delivering your mail from now on, and he's dyslexic. So we're going to need you to rearrange the numbers on your house or your mailbox.
Okay, so how do you want us to rearrange our numbers on our mailbox?
Well, your address has 5 numbers, so you're going to want to switch the 6 and the 4 with each other, and then switch the 2 and the 0, and that should make it work.
That don't make sense. It's not my address.
Yeah, but that's the only way he's going to be able to read it. He's dyslexic.
I don't understand.
Let's see.
That's not my address, sweetie. I'm not going to change my address unless I get something in the mail.
Your address is going to be 04362.
I'm not... No, I'm sorry. You need to get something to me in writing on that. I'm sorry.
Why would you not support this guy's disability? It's not his fault that he's dyslexic.
Well, I understand he might be dyslexic, but... Please, I'm not changing my address until I get something in mail.
Well, you're not actually changing your address. You're just changing...
Yes, I am changing my address on my mailbox.
Well, I know, but that's just so for the postman. Maybe you can have the real version on top and the dyslexic version on bottom.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh,
that doesn't sound right.
Oh, thank God.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to talk to my husband.
I'm so glad you caught that. No, it's not right. No, the bad version has to be on top and the good version on bottom.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not changing my address.
Ma'am, you have to.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is April 18th, 2019, and this one's brought to you by 2020 Jennifer 8 Cacti, the Swedish models John M. and Tanner Pizza. Those 5 are nice enough to support the show by being members on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus, which helps me pay off my massive legal fines caused by this show. Not to make you all feel bad or anything, but oh my god, sure would be nice if you'd support the show. When you support the show, you get an extra show every week called The Hobosodes, where I do basically the same thing as I do in this show. It just happens more often if you've got an extra show happening every week. So thank you everyone who supports the show, and thanks to the new people who've signed up, like Dan A. and Jody the Reaper, Bobbert G., Sarcastotron, Derek K., and Andrew W. He just signed up 5 minutes ago. Thanks, Andrew. I have nothing to tell you on the beginning of today's show. No announcements, no news. I guess I could tell you to call the PLA's T&I machine. That's a phone number you can dial and you can hack answering machines on it. And there's some other random fun things you can do with it. The phone number for that is 914-296-1862. Call it up. It's an automated system. It rings right here in the Situation Room. I won't pick it up, but I may be listening to you secretly, like a creeper. You can call that number and experience the fun of hacking into an answering machine in the 1990s or early 2000s. Believe it or not, I'm still running that thing. That reminds me, on the last video, I talked about that payphone that I visited out in Portland, Oregon by Futel. Or did I talk about that? Maybe I hadn't put it up yet. I can't remember. It's been a long week. But I don't think I knew at the time that you can actually dial into those payphones from your house. Like, Futel has a main telephone number that runs asterisks, just like mine. And from there, they have all kinds of weird things you can do on the system. I think they have free voicemails. They have a conference room. Unlike mine, I had to take my conference room down. But if you want to call into that, the phone number is 503-HOT-1337. I hate people that put words in phone numbers. It's 503-468-1337. What the hell, Futel? It'd be so much easier just to say 468. But from there, you can dial out to several different payphones of theirs and do all kinds of other fun stuff. So give that a try if you're into that sort of thing. I think that's enough of a show intro. Let's get started.
I spend my life in pursuit of cool, which, like energy, can neither be created nor destroyed, only enjoyed. Sometimes I cannot be as one with cool, too busy with the grind. But when I shake loose, I home in on cool like a bird dog with my Motorola pager. It's how I stay connected with my very cool friends. So when my Motorola pager beeps or vibrates, I know that somewhere coolness is calling. Get a Motorola pager and know. Now, not knowing is not cool.
Motorola, what you never thought possible.
Max Power sent me three different malls that have Easter bunnies in them all week, and I think it's time to do mall number two. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to call some more malls about the Easter bunny, maybe do some more Easter egg hunts inside the stores. I don't know. I just called this mall, and they told me that the Easter bunny is directly in front of Neiman Marcus. So at least they're not, you know, putting this Easter bunny off, like, way in the back of the food court or anything. I can't even find the food court at this mall. Where the heck is it? This mall is really confusing with its multiple floors. Like, it's a single-story mall, but I guess some parts have up to four floors, maybe? Or maybe that's just the big stores. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Here's the food court. It is on a different floor. So it's mostly a one-story mall, but there are some other ones.
Hello, Taylor. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Roy. I'm the guy that's in the Easter Bunny costume over here in front of Neiman Marcus.
Yes, hi.
Hey, who's the lady that's working there?
Which lady?
Is there not a lady there?
We have several ladies.
I don't know. The one with the high-pitched, shrilly voice. Can you tell her to just shut up? Because I can hear her all the way over here.
Okay, first of all, this would not be the Easter Bunny.
Why are you saying that?
Because I will go march down to the mall office and make a complaint.
Well, I'll make a complaint about you and your associates. You guys, like, you're being loud and unruly, and I'm over here trying to do my thing with the kids.
Right, playing a joke, thank you.
Why are you thanking me for playing a joke? Well, we're not off to a good start.
Good afternoon, Mimi. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Sorry, say again?
I'm the Easter Bunny here at the mall over at Neiman Marcus. I am the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
I'm going to come in there soon with a bunch
Hello? Yes.
I was talking to that lady, and you interrupted. What happened?
Oh, no, actually, she's finishing up with a client.
Oh,
how can I help you?
That's weird. Why'd she answer the phone then? Anyway.
Oh, no, because I was, anyway, how can I help you? I apologize about that.
Oh, well, I'm calling, I'm the Easter Bunny here in the mall.
Uh-huh. You're the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm the one wearing the suit today.
You're the one wearing the suit today?
Yeah. You should keep repeating everything I say. Makes me feel...
I would. How can I help you?
I'm going to be coming in your store in a few minutes. I'm going to have a gaggle of kids with me.
Okay.
I'm going to do a thing in there. Just don't worry about it. Just let me do my thing. I'm going to...
Whoa, hold a second. You know, you're going to bring kids in here?
Yeah, a bunch of kids. There's a whole school bus of them that just got here, and we're going to do a thing.
Yeah, I don't think that could be. I mean, the kids in here, I don't think that is something that, you know.
What, you don't like kids?
No, I do like kids, but, you know, this is a place of business, you know.
I know, but, you know, the Easter Bunny, I'm here in a place of business.
As long as, you know, the kids, they're not going to be destroying the store or anything like that, you know what I mean? If anything, you know, you guys are going to be... responsible for any of that.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, I'm not responsible for these kids. I'm not my kids. But, no, there's teachers and stuff.
Are you listening to yourself?
Well, I'm just saying that they're not my kids. I don't even have kids.
So, you know what? I understand the whole thing, but, you know, if you're not going to be responsible for that, I don't think that you should bring kids to anybody's store.
All right, you're not even letting me talk. Look, I'm going to climb up on one of your counters, and I'm going to stand up there and give a speech. To all of the kids.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I'm doing. We're just all going to gather inside your store, and I'm going to give a speech on the counter while I'm standing on the counter.
Man,
I'm going to teach.
Sure.
And I'm going to teach the kids, values and stuff.
That is wonderful. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell them about Blood Diamonds, but I mean it's nothing against your store. They just should know about Blood Diamonds.
Okay. Well, whatever. Help you sleep at night. All right. Have a good day.
Well, I mean it's gonna be like in 5 minutes. We're gonna come in. Just do this.
I gotta go. Okay.
It'll be 20 minutes tops inside there. I think he caught on near the end.
Thank you for calling Michael Kors. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Hey, Amy. This is Roy. I'm the one in the Easter Bunny suit today over in front of Neiman Marcus.
Uh-huh.
And I'm all the way over here, and I can hear you, like, just going on and talking loud and laughing. And can you just shut up, please?
Excuse me?
Can you just shut up? Like, it's early. I have a hangover. I just
don't call the store, and I'm in the back of my store. I don't know who you're talking about.
You're in the back of your store, and I can still hear you?
Please do not call my store. Thank you.
Well, please shut up. Yeah, terrible connection. What sucks about this directory is when I click on a store, it doesn't tell me anything about the store. So, like, this one is called Step In, and that might be a shoe store, but I don't know. There's just, like, there's no description, there's no link to the store, there's no picture of the store. I really liked the last directory because it showed you the store and gave you a description of it, or for the cookie factory, the history of it. I mean, Mrs. Fields cookies, whatever.
Step In Shoes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here, in front of Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
Hi. I need to get... Do you have shoes that would fit over my Easter Bunny feet?
That's funny. What size are you in regular shoes?
Well, normally I'm just like an 11 and a half.
Well, why don't you come on in and see what we can do.
Okay, but I need the shoes to fit over the Easter Bunny feet.
I haven't seen your paws, so why don't you come in and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it, you know, like laughing at me and stuff. I'm just trying to get shoes.
I'm not laughing at you, sir.
You kind of...
At all.
You did at the very beginning. You laughed at me when I said...
Well, that
I
was funny. I mean, shoes for paws, right? Just a little sense of humor. I do apologize if you got insulted.
I'm not trying to be funny. I just need shoes.
I understand, and I'll be happy to help you. I just need to see what I can come up with.
Can you just bring some of the bigger shoes over here? Because I can't leave.
I can't go over there, honey, with shoes, but you're welcome to come in.
Lady,
I'm looking at you right now.
I know, I'm on
Let me come over to you.
That's what I just said. Bring some shoes with you.
I can't bring shoes over to you. I just can't.
Why can't
you? But I'm coming over there.
I'll be right there. Why can't you bring shoes?
I'm not bringing shoes over to you.
Why?
Okay, where are you? Are you here at the...
Yeah, I'm on my...
Is that you?
Yes, I'm on my Bluetooth. You can't see me talking because I'm on my Bluetooth.
I gotcha. Okay, I'm going to look at your feet right now, okay?
All right, bring shoes, goddammit.
I'm not bringing shoes up there. Can you stand up for me?
No. I ain't your goddamn puppet. I wonder if she's still going to come over. So if she can see me... Then I think the Easter Bunny thing must be a little bit down the hall from Neiman Marcus. You know, it's not like all the way back by Neiman Marcus. So that's good to know. So I guess that's good to know. That means this store, which I have no idea what this word is, Swarovski, what the hell is this place? But this place should be directly in front of the Easter Bunny. There are not any other stores that I can be completely sure that they can see the Easter Bunny. I mean, there's... This one, maybe, it might be a little bit around the corner from the Easter Bunny, but maybe that's good. I can be like, quit peeking your head around the corner like that. Fucking weirdo.
New York 24K?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the one in the Easter Bunny suit today. You know, just out right over here.
Okay.
You see me?
No.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if it's you or if it's someone else there, but you keep like... poking your head around the corner and just like looking at me and giving me these looks. Can you cut it out?
Who is that?
I don't know. Is it you? It's probably you. But can you just cut that out? Because it's very, you're making me very uncomfortable. You keep poking your head around the corner and just like looking at me.
What is this bullshit?
Hey, don't say the bullshit word to me. I'm the Easter Bunny. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hey, that lady just said the bullshit word to me. This is the Easter Bunny here in the mall.
Okay.
Why would she say the bullshit word to me?
How can I assist you?
Well, you need to control that lady. She keeps poking her head around the corner.
How can I assist you, my friend?
I'm trying to tell you, you need to control that lady. She keeps poking her head around the corner and looking at me.
How can I assist you?
Make her stop. Tell her to cut it out. Tell her to stop it.
Stop what?
Stop looking at me. She's always looking at me.
She thinks that you look really cute in the Easter Bunny costume.
Well, she doesn't have to look at me all the time, and she's, like, giving me snake eyes, though.
She thinks that you're really cute, I think. This is the thing.
Yeah, you already said that. But no, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not looking at me like I'm cute. She's giving me snake eyes.
So how do you look on people then you're cute? They have a different look?
Yeah, of course they do. Like, has nobody ever looked at you like that?
Send me a picture of this look, and I'm going to tell her to maybe look at you like that, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But send me exactly the picture of the cute look, not the evil eye look.
Well, maybe she just has a resting bitch face.
Maybe you should talk nicer.
Well, no, she used the bullshit word with me.
Yeah, because you are talking bullshit, my friend.
I'm not talking bullshit. I just want her to stop looking at me like that. No, I'm not.
She's going to look at you as ever she wants.
Well,
if you want, come over here to the store, and I will look at you as ever I want.
I'm gonna stand in front of your store in my suit and just like stare at you, like all creepily, and see how you like it.
Come, please, my friend. Come, I would like to see you. Come, but come with a carrot. Don't forget your carrot, Easter Bunny.
I don't eat vegetables.
You should eat vegetables. I think it's gonna be good for you. It's healthy for animals.
I only eat chips and soda.
But you don't have to eat just chips and soda. It's not good for animals.
Well, don't tell me what to eat. Don't make assumptions about
it. I think it's going to be kind of abusing animals if you're going to eat just chips and soda.
I'm not abusing animals.
I think you can do more than
like,
that.
Like, there's no animals in chips.
What? But animals is not good to eat chips. No, you need to eat some vegetables.
I like chips.
Go and
you know what? I think you need to eat more chips. There, how do you like it? How do you like it when I tell you what to eat?
If I eat more chips, I'm going to be fat. I like how I look.
Oh, I like being fat. What, do you have a problem with fat people?
No, I don't want to be fat personally. If you like to be fat, go ahead and keep with the chips.
Okay, well, there you go. Like, stop telling me to eat vegetables. Fuck vegetables.
I'm telling you to eat vegetables because you look like a bunny. If you look like a bunny and you talk like a bunny and you smile like a bunny, so you're a bunny.
You're making assumptions about the Easter Bunny. Like, we don't all have to eat carrots.
No, I'm pretty sure you're also having special eggs inside of your stomach, but I don't know if you don't eat carrots. It's not for all Easter bunnies. I had a good friend when I was a kid, and he was an Easter bunny for many years, and he really liked to eat just vegetables, cucumber and shit.
Anyway, put that lady back on. Put her back on, because I want an apology from her.
Man, you're not going to get no apology.
All right, put her on. Let's see.
You don't need to speak with her. You want, you can talk with me.
No, I want to talk to her. Like, what, are you afraid to put
her
on?
No, my friend, you can talk with me in direct, just to me.
Are you afraid that she's going to apologize and you're going to be wrong?
My friend, you're going to talk just with me. If you want, if not, go to eat some carrot and don't call here again.
I will not eat a carrot.
Eat a carrot.
Fuck carrots.
I don't know. If you don't want to eat a carrot, I don't want to say where can you put it outside. And I can put it in a different place if you don't want to eat it.
What, in the trash can?
No, not in the trash can. Don't throw food. Man, you're an Easter bunny. You're supposed to give. Give it to some kid. You don't think right. Man, you're not a good Easter bunny.
I give out Tostitos to the kids because those are delicious. Carrots are bullshit. Anyway, she needs to apologize for saying the bullshit word to me.
No, you need to stop talking bullshit, or she's not going to tell you the bullshit word.
Okay, well, put her on, and I'm going to apologize to her.
No, she's not here right now. Have a good
yeah,
day,
she
man.
Is. I can hear her giggling in the background. Excuse me, you guys. I need a quick snack here. Love these Tostitos. They're making me even fatter. So that's pretty much it for anyone that can see the Easter Bunny, I think. I don't know, maybe this place, because the front of their store sticks out a little bit. Another place that I've never seen before.
This is Williams. This is Anthony speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here, you know?
Oh, yes.
And can you please stop looking at me like that?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
It's okay. Like, I accept your apology. I just would really appreciate it if you could cut that out, because you're making me uncomfortable, and I'm trying to do my thing here and take photos and, you know, just doing my job. Just, like, stop with the threatening stares and all that.
I only just got on shift, sir, so I'm not sure what you're referring to, I'll try to make sure that you are left alone.
Well, who is it then? Like, let me talk to the other person then.
Because
it's not funny. I'm over here just trying to work.
They just
keep peeking at me through the window.
Okay, I'll pass along your message.
Who else is there?
The only, if you were having an issue with the male employee, the only other one is, just went off shift, but I'll make sure that...
What's his cell number? Let's call him on a cell.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't give out our employees' sales numbers.
Sales numbers?
Sorry, our employees' phone numbers.
Yeah, well, are you sure it's just not you, and you're just, like, because it seems weird that you're just throwing your employee under the bus like that?
I don't understand the situation, sir, I'm sorry.
You just keep looking through the window, you just keep looking over here at me, and you're, like, you're giving me this look, like snake eyes.
Okay, I will make sure that nobody from... The store is doing that.
Including you?
Including me, sir.
Well, why are you doing it in the first place?
I'm not the one doing it, so I cannot say. But
I know it's you.
No other...
I can tell,
okay,
from,
sir.
I can tell from your voice that you're the one doing it.
I'm very sorry that you think that, sir, but it's not true, and I can't do anything aside from...
You know, that was the opposite of an apology, you saying you're sorry like that. You're sorry about the way I think? Wow, asshole.
Okay, sir, I hope you have a good day, and I will make sure that nobody else from the store is bothering you.
Yeah, just stop looking at me, and I'll have a great day.
Okay.
Jeez. Can you say you're sorry for real, though? Aw. All right, here's another bizarre-sounding store. Not even going to try to pronounce this one.
Thank you for calling. Good day. This is Christina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Christine. This is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm getting ready to take my lunch break. I need you to come over here and put on the suit for I get 45 minutes. So you're going to be over here for 45 minutes?
Wait. Are we supposed to be in the Easter Bunny outfit?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you to someone else who might help you. 1 second.
Well, no, I want you to do it.
What? Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm in the Easter Bunny suit over here.
Okay.
It's one of you needs to come over here and take over for me, relieve me of my shift, because I'm just going on lunch for 45 minutes.
I don't know if you know this is Godiva. We're a chocolate store.
Yeah, I know. Like, and there's two of you over there. One of you can do it.
We don't put the bunny costume on.
Yeah, you do. You do today, because I'm going on lunch break.
No, we don't.
You absolutely do. This is no joke. I need a break.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to?
The other
Wait,
ones,
I mean,
that lady, the one, the other one that's not you, she sounds willing to do it, so stop telling her that she can't.
I'm not telling her she can't, but we're not. That's not our job.
It's just going to be like 35 minutes. That's all.
No.
Just let her take her break as the Easter Bunny. It'll be fun. She gets to talk
to... Who is this?
I'm the Easter Bunny.
No, you're not, because we're looking right now.
I know. I'm on my Bluetooth inside the head.
You have your hand inside the helmet?
No, it's a Bluetooth. It's an earpiece, stupid.
Wow, you're so mean.
It's just because you're being stupid. That's. I'm not trying to be mean.
He said he has a Bluetooth in his ear. He's calling me stupid.
Anyway, yeah, this has been a lot of fun and everything, but I'd really appreciate it if you could come over here and take over 35 minutes tops.
How are you talking with a baby in your hand right now?
The baby can't even
focus.
Hear. This thing is soundproof. I'm not an idiot. All I have to do is sit here and hold.
You need to focus.
I just have to sit here and hold this fucking brat and talk to you.
He's like, I have to sit here and hold this fucking brat. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me pass you up to somebody else.
No, no.
Hi, I'm Tappa Cow. How may I help you?
Hey, look, who is this? Is this a customer or an employee?
This is an employee. How can I help you today, honey?
All right, put a customer on the phone.
A customer?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, baby. I can't do that.
It's for a survey.
Also, I don't have any customers in my store, so...
Yeah, so there.
I couldn't put a customer on even if I wanted to,
yeah,
because I don't
anyway,
have a customer in
shut
my
up.
Store right now.
Shut up. So that's proof. You don't need that
Wait
many people there.
Shut up. I don't take kindly to stuff like that.
Yeah.
And sir. Look,
you have too many employees there. Come over here and relieve me of my goddamn shift. I need to go to my car and smoke marijuana.
Okay, but what about this girl right here?
Anybody. I don't care who does it. One of you need to get over here.
Well, ask the young lady that's right here. What's her name?
You ask her for me. I'm busy with this fucking kid.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. What, do you want me to check?
Yeah, look at him.
Like, what's it matter? This is 2019. Stop assuming everyone's gender.
I mean, I just want to know because I don't know if you're the Easter Bunny or not. And while I would love to be able to relieve you of your duties, I, one, wouldn't get paid for it. And two, it's not my job.
I'll give you marijuana.
Look, now I'm late for work. I'm supposed to be here at 4:36. I mean, 4:30. It's 4:36.
Hey.
6 minutes late for work.
I'll give you marijuana if you come and do this for 35 minutes.
I don't really want that, but I appreciate it. What time is it? Yeah, because I'm going to be late.
It's really good marijuana.
But, yeah, I mean, the young lady that's right there that's at the register
also,
that's working with you, just say, hey, you know, can you take my shift? Like, I'm done for the day.
Then
I actually applied online for the position.
Then who would...
Because I needed a temporary
shut
job.
Shut up. Oh, my God. So, you're just going on and on. She needs to run the register.
Just let them know that Serena applied online, and then they'll look for my resume, and
all
then
right.
I'll be able to relieve you of your duty whenever you want.
I'm going to go in the computer and find your application and delete it.
Okay.
All
no
right.
problem.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
All right. Bye, bye-bye. Honey baby.
Thank you for calling Jay Crew. This is Karina.
Hey, Karina. This is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here, and you know, by the escalators.
Oh, all right.
How you doing?
Very good.
That's good. You know, you're supposed to be over here in 2 minutes, right?
No.
Yeah, you're supposed to relieve me of my shift.
This is a joke.
No, I'm not kidding. We're rotating this year in the mall. Like, I usually
okay.
work over at the Radio Shack, but I'm doing the Easter Bunny today. But I'm just doing half a day, so you need to come over and put on the suit in about two minutes. Well,
fun.
1 minute.
If you want to call back, I have a client right in front of me. I need to take care of it.
Well, no, you need to, like, tell them to leave or whatever, or get someone else to do it. I need someone.
Okay.
I'm going.
All right.
I'm done for the day.
All right.
You need
sounds
to,
good.
You need to come over here. What do you mean, sounds good? Listen, lady. I have shit to do. You know, I can't just sit here all day. What happened? I got put on hold. Oh, wow. I hate this cover. Here's an Intimates store.
Thanks for calling someone. This person, who may help you today?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here by the escalators.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the Easter Bunny suit.
Okay.
If I come in there, like, just real quick, like, will you sell Intimates to a man?
No, it's only for women.
Well, I'm a small man.
Okay.
I want to wear, like, something really sexy, you know, underneath my Easter Bunny outfit.
Okay.
Like, so I want to make sure that you'll serve me and everything, and you're not sexist. I just want to come.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do.
And can I leave?
You can come.
Can I leave my clothes there? Because I want to put on the sexy stuff underneath my bunny outfit.
Sure.
And I'm just going to leave my clothes and everything there at your store. Just, you know, for the rest of my shift.
Oh, for the rest of your shift?
Yeah, yeah. I only work until 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave my stuff there. You could just leave it behind the counter. I'm just going to... I want to wear just sexy stuff underneath the Easter Bunny outfit.
Okay, you can come and try on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy something.
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll be there in a minute. I'm going to be in my Easter Bunny outfit.
No problem.
Okay.
See you soon.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I didn't like her attitude at all. Here's the Chico's. I forget what Chico's is. I know I called one at that other mall.
Thank you for calling Chico's. This is Susan. How may I help you?
Hey, Susan. It's Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here by the escalators.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You were supposed to be here like 5 minutes ago to relieve me from my shift.
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, this is Chico's, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody from your store is supposed to relieve the Easter Bunny, like, 5 minutes ago, so I can go back to my shift.
Oh.
We're rotating.
Okay, so
we're rotating this year, so everyone has to chip in.
And what are we supposed to do?
Just
supposed to be the Easter Bunny for you while you take your break or something?
Yeah, well, no, I'm done for the day. It's just until 7.
Oh.
So just come over here, okay. And you can wear the suit, and I can go back to work at the pretzel barn.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are you going to come right away?
I can't. I can't leave the store. I'm a manager, and I don't have anybody to run the store while I'm not here.
You need to shut your store then.
I need to shut the store down?
Yeah, it's something. I don't know. You need to get over here and be the Easter Bunny.
Let me see if I can find someone to volunteer.
You have to chip in just like everyone else.
Okay. Thank you.
Why can't you do it?
I can. I'm the only manager here. The other managers just left.
Well, don't you have employees?
Company policy that I can't leave the store.
It's the middle of the week. Like, you don't even need to be there, really. It's not even that busy here today.
Okay. I have to ring my customer up, so I'm going to have to call you back.
Right.
Or can you
right.
call me in a few minutes?
It's an easy job over here. You just sit here. You just sit here and, like, talk to stupid kids. She's completely not a team player. Oh, here's a Perfume Plus. It's a kiosk out in the middle. This is perfect.
Perfume Plus?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, over here by the escalators?
Yeah.
I need you to bring me something, like, just to cover up the smell of marijuana. Because I was smoking during my break, and my suit smells really bad, like marijuana.
Okay, where are you?
I'm over here, kind of in front of Neiman Marcus, you know, just right in the middle of the mall.
The escalator where...
Yeah.
I know what it is. Okay.
Yeah,
just give me 2 minutes.
Can you bring a really strong perfume with you? I just need you to spray me down, because I smell like weed.
Okay.
I smell like marijuana.
Okay, I will. Okay.
So much marijuana, ma'am.
No worries. I will go there.
You're probably going to get high just from standing near me, and, like, the parents are complaining.
Okay. Give me a second, okay?
Yeah, just bring perfume, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, that one, it wasn't funny, but, you know, it's funny that she's going to go over there with perfume to help him with his marijuana problem.
Thank you for calling American Eagle. How can I assist you?
Hey, this is Kevin over at the, I'm at the AT&T kiosk, you know, over by the escalators.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to be bringing my kiosk. I'm going to wheel it over in a minute, and I'm going to put it inside your store.
Your what? I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to bring my entire, the entire AT&T kiosk into your store.
So why?
Because I'm just going to work from there today.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you calling American Eagle or AT&T?
I'm calling American Eagle, like in the mall. You're just like a little ways down the hall from me.
Okay, and this is permission by who?
Well, I don't need permission. Like, you know, we all just rent. We're all the same. But the Easter Bunny's giving me shit. Like, he keeps giving me shit. And I'm like right across from him, and it's awkward. And I'm going to move into your store, okay? I'm going to, just for the day. Just till
sorry, but you can't be here in the store.
Just for the rest of my shift, just for the rest of the day. That's,
no, I'm sorry, no.
Well, no, I really want to. So I'm going to come over. I'm just going to wheel it in, and I just don't see the problem. I bet PacSun will let me do it.
PacSun, yeah, I'm going to help you.
Hey, this is Kevin over at the AT&T kiosk, you know, over here in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to wheel my entire kiosk over, and I'm going to put it inside your store, just like right at the front.
Should I let the manager know, the manager right now? That's
no, I don't care. I don't care, but like, just so you know, I'm going to be coming over in just a minute. I'm like kind of in this weird rivalry with the Easter Bunny, because he's like right over here by me, and he keeps looking at me.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm sick of it, so I'm going to be bringing the entire AT&T kiosk. I'm going to bring it over and put it in the front of your store.
Okay. I'll let the manager know.
Okay, is the manager there?
Yeah.
Is it a him or a her?
Is it a her?
Okay, I didn't want to assume the gender. Can you let her know, like, while I can hear you letting her know?
I'll let her know.
Okay, I'll listen. I'm going to listen.
Yes, buy one, get one half off.
Even all,
but it has to be over there. All the ones over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so the manager's in front of me. I'm going to let her know.
Okay, all right. I'm going to listen.
All right, so they're bringing something in front of the store from kiosk. Kiosk.
That was...
What is it you're bringing again?
It's the entire AT&T store, the whole kiosk. It's modular. Yeah. I'm gonna move it all over. Inside.
Bringing the entire AT&T store over. It's he's coming here in a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm gonna need to plug in an extension cord. And we're going to have to move some...
Shoot, I guess I'll help you out once you get here.
Okay.
I kind of have some customers to tend to.
You're going to have to move some clothes racks out of the way so I can fit, because it's a big kiosk.
All right, homie, we're going to have to wait till you get here, all right? Because you got to talk to the manager on that.
Okay.
And we got a little customer, so...
All right, I'm going to need you both to help, because it's heavy. Can you come over here and help me push it over real quick?
Yeah, homie, you tripping.
He said, I'm tripping. That's great. Next is the T-Mobile store.
Thank you for calling T-Mobile. Alexis speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny over here by the escalators, you know, like over by Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know, honestly. Oh. How can I help you?
I need someone there to bring me a phone.
Bring you a phone?
Yeah, that has service on it, because mine's dead. So I just need a phone that has service on it that I can download some games to play, because there's not a lot of kids coming in at this time. So I need something to do. I'm bored.
Okay, hold on just a second for me, okay?
All right.
Kathy speaking. I'm going to help you.
Oh, hey. Did she tell you? I just need a phone. This is Roy. I'm in the Easter Bunny suit.
Oh, okay. Do you have T-Mobile?
It doesn't even need to have service. I'll just use the mall's Wi-Fi. I prefer Apple, though. Make sure it's an Apple. An iPhone.
Oh, okay.
A tablet would be cool.
Okay.
But can you just bring it over real quick? I'm just going to use it until closing time.
I wish it would work like that, but it really doesn't. So,
well, no, I'm the Easter Bunny.
I wouldn't be able to bring you any device.
What?
I understand.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like a VIP because of this, because of the whole Easter Bunny thing. So just, bring over a tablet.
Sure.
Even like a mini tablet, the Apple Mini, whatever it's called. It needs to be an Apple, though, because I don't fuck with that Android shit.
All right, no problem.
How long is it going to take?
I'm not sure.
Why aren't you sure? Like, you should have a ETA at least. I mean, like, you just have to take it out of the box. I'll take a display model.
It'll be there on the 21st of April.
The 25th? No, I need it now.
The 21st.
Now. I need it now.
Okay.
Bring it over now, lady.
No problem. Is that all you called for?
Yeah, but it sounds like you're not taking me seriously.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do that. So,
why'd you just say it's going to be on the 21st?
Because you're demanding for an answer, and I'm telling you that you can't. Well, and you're not taking that as an answer.
Well, you're fucking with the Easter Bunny. Like, why do you have to be like that for?
Roy, you can have a nice day, and we'll talk another day. Thank you.
When will we talk?
Whenever you can talk appropriate.
I'm being appropriate. I just want a fucking tablet. Just bring me a tablet.
Yeah, but you're using foul language, and I won't be able to talk to you.
Because you're not treating me with respect. Like, I'm the fucking Easter Bunny lady.
I understand.
And you don't need to be like, you don't need to act like that toward the Easter Bunny. Oh, God. She just does not get it.
Thank you for calling out to us. Katrina speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Katrina. This is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here.
Okay.
What do you guys sell there?
Pretzels.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just take three of those and a large Coke or Pepsi.
Okay.
And just bring it over here where the Easter Bunny is.
I can't go over there.
Why not?
Because I'm the only manager on the clock.
So what? Like, there's an employee there, right?
Yeah, but I can't eat here alone.
We'll send him then. Wow. How long have you been managing? Learn to manage.
I've been a long time, but you could come over here and come get it.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to leave. There's kids coming in constantly. And
so you'd have to send somebody over here.
No, there's nobody that'll come over because, just bring me bring me pretzels.
I won't be able to go.
And I'm not going to pay for it either.
I won't be able to go over there.
It'll just take it. What? I'm like right over here. It's not even that far. What are you?
I know, but I can't leave my employee alone.
Are
sorry.
Are you lazy?
No, bye.
Why can't you send the employee? Santa Claus wouldn't get treated like this. With Santa Claus, they just do what he says. Because Santa Claus is a big fucking deal. People don't seem to care about the Easter Bunny.
How can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here by Neiman Marcus.
Yes?
Do you have any customers in there right now?
Do you have what?
Do you have any customers?
I have two.
Okay. Yeah, the mall, they just want me to... Can you put one of the customers on? They want me to just do a quick survey with them and talk to them as the Easter Bunny. It'll be
so
fun.
The Easter Bunny?
Yeah. I'm like, tell them the Easter Bunny's on the phone and just hand them the phone. Please.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Hello, ma'am. How are you today?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, sweetie. We have women clothes with up to 50% off. I have a Easter Bunny from the mall.
He wants to talk to you. It's from the mall.
Oh,
okay. She don't want to talk.
Well, okay, what about the other one?
She's on the fitting room.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, just...
Hold on. Give me one second.
Put the phone under the door.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. She told me she'd get out in a minute.
Okay, great.
Why do you guys doing this for what? For a survey?
Yeah, just, I don't know, the mall just wants me to call every store and talk to a customer and, you know, just tell them about deals at the mall and thank them for being at the mall and, you know, but
okay,
I have to talk
it.
As the Easter Bunny.
Okay. Yes, if you want to hold until she come out?
Yeah, I can hold.
Okay.
Tell her to hurry, though.
I have the customer here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, lady! I'm the Easter Bunny!
Sorry?
How are you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
I'm fucking awesome!
Sorry, I can hear you.
I'm fucking awesome! I'm eating a carrot! Chomp, chomp, chomp! I love my carrots! Carrots are so yummy! Do you like carrots, little girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting! What are you buying?
What are you buying?
Yeah, what are you buying? What are you buying, lady? What are you
Sorry,
buying?
I can't hear you.
What kind of stuff are you trying on? What are you doing over there? She hung up. Damn it. I didn't know what to say as the Easter Bunny.
Compressors?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the one in the Easter Bunny suit over here by Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
Do you have any customers in there right now? Why not?
Listen, what are you calling? You calling to Comfort Shoes or you calling to Step In?
I'm calling Comfort Shoes.
Well, I'm right here and there is no people here. Why?
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because I need you to bring me a new pair of shoes. I wear 11 and a half. I'd like some just comfortable tennis shoes would be good. The shoes I'm wearing are way too tight. And I just need some better shoes. I'm just going to borrow them until the end of my shift. But I won't walk in them. I'm just going to be sitting here all day.
I'm sorry, man, but I don't loan shoes to no one.
Why not?
Because. Would you let me borrow your costume?
Yeah, if you want to, sure. It's not my costume. Well, what'd you ask?
Well, I'm sorry, man. I cannot help you, okay? Why, I don't loan shoes.
Why do you have to be a jerk about it? Like, it's just, you know, we both work here. We both work here at the mall.
Listen, dude, I don't even know you.
Yeah, I know, but we're both employees here at the mall. We're basically brothers.
I don't give a crap if we both are employees at the mall. The mall do not pay me. The mall pay you.
Yeah.
I pay the mall to rent a store.
But they're not your shoes. Like, why don't you just...
I don't care. I'm not going to let you borrow nothing.
I'm not going to mess them up. I just want to wear
I don't
a better...
care, sir. Call other shoe store. I'm not borrowing you shoes.
My feet hurt. I
don't care. It's your problem, not my problem.
I wore my little brother's shoes by accident. So it's like a medical emergency.
I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it. I'm not in the business of borrowing shoes.
My feet really hurt.
Bye.
Why are you being a dick?
Because you are such a freaking jerk.
Hey, don't call me a freaking jerk.
Oh, don't call me a dick.
I'm the Easter Bunny, and I demand an apology.
I don't give a fuck if you are the Easter Bunny or not.
Don't you?
You don't go to stores to borrow shoes.
Yeah, I don't want to buy your shoes anyway. Your shoes are stupid. I just want to borrow them.
You are more stupid by calling here. Bye.
Right, I just got told. Here's the hairstylist place next to that guy.
Good afternoon, this is Margarita. How can I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny over here by Neiman Marcus. I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to talk to a customer. Is there a customer in there?
No.
Oh, man. Why not?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
All right. I'll call back later and talk to a customer then.
What customer?
Any customer. It doesn't matter.
Well...
Nobody's in there getting their hair did right now?
No.
Do
you need help? What is all about?
I was just going to do a survey. I was just going to talk to him as the Easter Bunny. The mall asked me to call up all the stores and talk to people as the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, but usually when we have customers there in the chair, so it's not going to be possible to talk anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, you could just tell him to get up for a second.
You serious?
Hey, if I come over there and in my Easter Bunny suit, can you give me a haircut? Can you, like, you know, just cut the top of the Easter Bunny's head?
No.
Because
we don't cut Easter Bunny. We could just men, women, and kids.
Well, no, you're being an animalist.
No.
I'm going to bring the kids with me. I'm going to bring a bunch of little kids with me, and it's just going to be a fun little thing we do. I'm going to come in and get the top of my hair cut. And I'm going to scream like it hurts. So, like, when you cut my hair, I'm going to be like, ah! Ah, it hurts so much.
Are you bored?
No, I think it would be fun for the kids. The kids will like it.
No, we are not, we can't do this, sir.
And I want you to have a ketchup packet. And while you're cutting my hair, like, squirt it on my head, like I just got, like, I'm all bloody. I'd be like, oh, I'm dying. Haircuts hurt so much.
No, we can't do this.
Come on. Why not?
Because this is a hair salon. It's not an entertainment center.
Yeah, but nobody's there. It's not like you're doing anything. I'll pay you money.
But I can cut the Easter Bunny hair on the top.
Yeah, you can. It's just regular fur. It's basically real hair.
No, sir.
And I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry while you cut my hair, and the kids are going to be horrified.
Okay, I have to hang up because it's somebody's coming, okay?
Oh, put them on the phone for a survey, for an Easter Bunny survey.
Sir, I can't do this. Can you understand me?
Yeah.
I can do a survey here. The people don't want to do this. People are here to have a haircut and some hair service.
No, ask them. I just want to talk to them as the Easter Bunny. I want to be like, hey, I'm the Easter Bunny. All right, we've got a Lens Crafters.
Thank you for calling Lens Crafters. This is Marilyn speaking.
Hey, Marilyn, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here by Neiman Marcus.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, do you have any customers in there right now?
No.
Oh, man. Like, what's going on in that end of the mall? It's, like, dead over there.
I don't know.
Hey, can you bring me a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Yeah, but, like, can you just, on your way over here, can you just, like, try and bum one off of somebody and just bring me a cigarette?
For the Easter Bunny. You're calling a Lens Crafters.
I know. I know where you are. Like, it's a sizable walk. You'll probably...
Regis Salon, can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit over here by Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any customers in there?
No, we can't.
What? They can't? Man, this side of the mall sucks. Nobody's over there.
The number you have reached.
And see, that place isn't even open. This whole side of the mall is like a ghost town. Just some old prospectors running their shoe stores and not having any customers at the salon.
Thank you for calling Express. This is Carlos. How can I help you?
Hey, Carlos. This is Roy. I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit over here, you know, over by Neiman Marcus.
Yes, sir.
And do you have any customers in there right now?
We're actually pretty dead.
Ah, shit.
Why?
Oh, I was going to talk to one of them and say something inappropriate.
Oh. Who is it?
I wanted to talk to anyone.
Oh, you could talk to me. I'm the store manager.
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, I mean, do you have a cigarette?
I actually do. If you want to come to my store, you can come get one.
Oh, no, you need to bring it to me.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So all right. You'll be right over then?
Yeah, I'll go over.
Oh, man, thanks. You're a lifesaver. I'm just going to...
You're welcome.
I'm going to smoke it underneath my hood, my bunny mask.
All right. So you're
gonna
see, I'll be there.
You're going to see smoke coming out of my eyes. It's like you should film it.
Oh, I probably will then.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
You're welcome. If you want, you can meet me downstairs by the parking lot. I'll just give it to you there.
I'm not allowed to leave my post here.
So how are you going to smoke inside this mall? You're not allowed to smoke in the mall.
Yeah, but if I have my head on, they won't see it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
He's going to bring me a cigarette. What a nice guy. Here's Azales. You guys, I'm going to have to quit. I've been at this for over an hour and a half now, and I don't want the show to get crazy long. Maybe I'll do more of these tomorrow or something. You know, finish up this mall. But I think the show is about over.
Thanks for calling Sales at Diamond Store. This is Danny. How can I help you?
Hey, Danny. This is Roy. I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to be coming down there in just a little bit with a bunch of little kids with me. They just came in on a school bus. We're all going to come in your store.
You're all going to come in my store?
Yeah. It's just like a quick, fun event.
Okay.
We're going to hide Easter eggs all over your store, in the back room and behind the counter and stuff.
Right. Like that. We can't do that.
Oh, no, it's fine. They're little kids. You can't really say no to them. And I'm going to stand on the counter and give a speech.
Really?
Yeah, to the kids.
Okay, it sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice speech about sharing and stuff.
Okay.
Like, always share your Easter eggs.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put on speaker. You're here with the manager.
Okay.
It's Roy. He's the Easter Bunny downstairs. Say hi to Nicola, Roy.
Hey, Nicola.
Hi, Roy.
Hey. I'm just going to be coming in there with a bunch of little kids. I'm going to stand on the counter and, like, do a funny thing for the kids.
He's downstairs and he's the money.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to be in there in, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. We're all going to come down there.
Okay.
And I'm going to stand on the counter and give a speech, and we're going to hide Easter eggs inside your store.
I don't think you can stand on our counters because they're glass, though.
They're glass.
I know, but I don't even weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah, I still don't think you can stand on our glass.
No,
that's not going to be allowed. No, you can't add anything in our store because you won't be able to get behind our counters.
No, the little kids will. They're just little kids.
No,
they
can't come behind the counters either.
And my feet, my bunny feet are like really big. That'll disperse the weight around the glass, so it'll hold me up. The bottom of the feet are really hard.
Is this April 1st?
No.
It kind of feels like Tom Fool Day right now.
It's what?
Is this April 1st?
No, I heard that part. It wasn't that funny.
Okay.
It wasn't a good one. But anyway, yeah, we'll be there in just a few minutes. I'm going to give my speech.
That's okay, but as I said, you can't stand on our glass, and the kids won't be able to come behind the counter.
No, I told you why I can stand on your glass. The feet are, they're wide. They're wide feet.
Okay, all right.
Everything's fine. I know what I'm doing. I'm not stupid.
I would never say you are. Well, I would never say that.
You're acting like I am, and you're acting like I can't come behind the counter.
You can come behind my counter.
Just to hide the eggs, that's all.
That's a fact. You cannot come behind my counter.
Okay, all right. So just the little kids are going to come behind the counter.
Neither the little kids.
What, are you going to say no to the little kids? They're little kids.
I will say no to the little kids. That's against my company's policy. They can't come behind my counter.
Yeah, but I don't think company policy applies to kindergartners.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm gonna round them all up, and we'll be right over.
Okay.
To come behind the counter.
Okay.
All right. See you soon.
Pardon me?
I said I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Hey, do you have a cigarette? She hung up. Oh man, there's a whole other wing of this mall I haven't even touched yet. And probably by the time I get around to doing this, they're all going to be warned. So here, let me just scroll around and find something good. Like mayors. What is mayors? I should call from the mayor's office. Be like, what are you impersonating us for?
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling mayors. This is Julie. I'm going to help you.
Hey, Julie. It's Roy. I'm the guy in the Easter Bunny suit over here by Neiman Marcus.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. Do you have any customers in there right now?
No, we don't.
Fudge.
Why? What do you need?
I was going to talk to one.
Oh.
I was going to ask him for a cigarette.
Oh, nobody in here. I don't smoke. Zuli does. Anybody in here right now doesn't smoke.
Yeah, I know.
The one girl that's...
Huh?
Yeah, the one girl that's in here that smokes, she's not here right now.
Yeah, I know. I know you guys don't smoke. Only the other one does. That's why I was going to ask a customer if they had a cigarette and they could bring it over.
If anybody comes in, I'll ask and I'll send them down.
Okay, yeah, just ask all your customers if they have a cigarette.
I will.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, hon.
All right,
okay,
love you. Bye. She's not really going to do that. That's crazy. But if she does, that's pretty funny. I really wanted to ask a customer for a cigarette. Because, come on, that's funny, right? Here's a big store. This is a Gap Kids / Baby Gap. There's got to be some cigarette-smoking moms in this store.
Gap King, me speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here at Neiman Marcus.
Oh, you're so funny.
What? No, I really...
What is the Easter... Huh? What are you giving away?
Oh, no, I'm not giving anything away. The mall just wants me to call up and talk to a customer of yours. Do you have any customers?
A customer of mine?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, just any customer. Just a random customer. Just say, hey, the Easter Bunny's on the phone. And let him talk to me real quick.
Okay, unfortunately, we don't have anybody right here right now.
What? It's a big store. How's there nobody in there?
Yeah. Not on my side, anyway.
Fudge.
You could talk to my boss. She could be a customer.
No. That's okay.
No, that wouldn't work.
I don't even like her.
Well, that's not nice. You don't even know my boss.
No, I know her. She knows me. Like, I'm actually not allowed in your store anymore.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, do either of you have a cigarette?
No, nobody smokes here.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to call another store then, I guess.
Okay. You have a great Easter.
Yeah, you too. I hope business picks up.
Okay, thank you.
Because, wow, no customers. Jeez. This mall is just dead, I guess. There's a bunch of little stores over here, but none of them have anything in them, I don't think. Here's a Bath & Body Works, though. Maybe they have a customer.
Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works at the Galleria. Kia speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Kia. This is Roy. I'm the Easter Bunny over here by Neiman Marcus.
Hi.
Hi. Are there any customers in there right now?
Yes.
The mall wanted me to call up each store and just talk to a customer real quick, you know, just as the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
Do you have a customer I could talk to? Just, like, say, hey, the Easter Bunny's on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I can. Excuse me. The phone's for you. Yeah. It's the Easter Bunny. I'm so serious.
Hello?
Hey there. It's the Easter Bunny. I'm the Easter Bunny over here at Neiman Marcus.
Uh-huh.
Hello. What you in there buying?
Just lotions.
Lotions? Oh, that's pretty cool. I can't wear lotions because I'm the Easter Bunny. hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, who's talking to you? Is that the employee?
Yes.
Wait, are you you are a customer, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have a cigarette?
No, I don't.
Crud. I really need a cigarette. Do you think you could, like, just bum one off of somebody, like, on your way over here and give it to the Easter Bunny?
Okay, let's see if I can ask one. I don't know who I'll ask somebody.
Okay, yeah.
You're in Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, I'm right in I'm over by the escalators in front of Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
And I just need a cigarette. Like, if you could just ask everyone you see on the way, be like, excuse me, do you have a, can I bum a smoke, man?
Okay. If they don't have one, still cold?
Yeah, you can just tell me that no luck, and I'll let you take your picture with me for free.
Okay. All right. I'll be there in a minute.
Oh, man. You're a lifesaver. I hope it works. I hope you get one.
I do, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What do you pay?
There is no way. She's not going to do that, is she? If I seriously got a lady to go around a mall and try and bum cigarettes off of people, that's amazing. And maybe if the Easter Bunny doesn't like it, maybe she'll pick up smoking. Maybe she'll just start being a smoker. And that's good for the economy, because the economy definitely needs some help in that mall. Not a lot of customers there today. So at least she'll buy some cigarettes, right?
Hey, Brad. Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey.
I'm talking to you on my hobo car phone.
Okay.
Hope you can hear me all right.
Car phone.
No, I just want to tell you, you are an awesome guy. So awesome, in fact, that I bought you something the other day.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to send it to you. I think you'll like it. It's for the Situation Room. So be looking for that.
It sounds like a threat.
I already know how you can pay me back.
Oh, great.
I was listening to your show about when you were playing the ringing the Arby's bell. Brad, I'm just on my hands and knees begging you, or on my knees begging you to do some Arby's shows. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can be in the tunnel underneath the Arby's and they'll ring the bell to help you find your way out, or maybe a contest of who can ring it the fastest and tear it off the wall, whatever.
Okay.
So... we love you.
I'll try
Adios.
That. That could be fun. Corporate office tunnels. I haven't done those in a while. Like, this is the corporate office. We're building tunnels between all the different locations leading to the corporate office. We need to make sure our tunnel's in the right place. Ring the bell so we can start digging upward.
Hey, Brad. I called a couple weeks ago and left a voicemail. Left two, actually. And you played both of them. Not only that, but you answered all my questions. And
that was nice of me.
Yeah, it was about the PLA swag I got in the mail. Yeah, you answered all the questions, and yeah.
If it's about PLA swag, where I can entice more people to order more PLA swag, then yeah, why wouldn't I?
You even played the clip I requested of the lady asking if this is real life. So you went above and beyond.
I'm on top
of
things.
You really know how to reach around and please your fans. So for that, yep. I say thank you.
That's
me. Real quick, I had another question. When you got in trouble, did you know what you were doing was illegal?
And did you
use a VPN or anything like that? I was just curious.
Nope.
But anyways, keep on doing what you're doing, man. Cactus.
No VPN. I think they would have figured it out even without a VPN, maybe. Like, how hard would it be to search for those prank calls and find them? But yeah, I knew it was technically illegal. I just didn't think it was a big enough deal for them to send the FBI over here. It would seem that I was wrong, though.
Hello, I'm calling from corporate.
Hello.
We've been having some issues regarding your...
You need me to flip the switches?
What is this? Snow plow show episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 minutes or so, we hear about 5 farts that we need to isolate manually. It'd be easier if we could have you fart into the microphone.
All right.
Isolate it.
All right. Here, let me stop the recording. I'm going to fart into the microphone. I don't want to put that on the show, though. I'm going to do it, though. You guys just won't hear it. That's what happened.
Hey, Brad. It's Friday.
Hey.
I just wanted to inquire / request. When all of your legal troubles are over,
this
like
guy's running.
Probation and whatnot, can we expect some snowplow shows to be conducted while you are intoxicated off your ass? Legally, of course.
Sure.
Inquiring minds want to know. / hope so.
I'm going to do so much cocaine once I'm off probation. You guys just wouldn't believe how much cocaine I plan to do in 2023. It's going to be great.
Hey, RBCP, Brad and Machine. How's it going? It's Great Big Pete.
Hey, Great
just
Big Pete.
Just calling to say hello. So,
I need to make a video for Great Big Pete because he sent me a Big Billy Bass fish thing that hooks up to my Amazon Alexa, and he asked me to send him a video of it working, and I haven't done that yet. I'm kind of a dick. I promise not to forget, though, Great Big Pete.
Okay, now I hope I left you enough space there to say that shit that you usually say over top of my voicemail.
No, I was talking about fish.
What I wanted to say was that you asked about the Suck a Male Cheetah's Dick song and who it was by.
Bunch of people told me who it was by. This is old news, Great Big
Pete. It's by a guy named Wesley Willis. I saw him in concert back in the
Wesley
early
Willis.
2000s.
Rest in peace.
Apparently,
he's
the
dead.
Story goes that he was a homeless dude who was also, treated for mental disorders like schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder.
It all makes sense.
So
he sounds homeless.
This dude actually had a Casio keyboard, and you know, he'd go on stage and sing these songs, you know, like Suck a Male Cheetah's Dick, and Rock and Roll McDonald's was another one of his songs.
Oh, and, yeah.
So that's
I played that in PLA Radio. I didn't know it was the same guy. But now that you mention it, he sounds just like Wesley Willis.
So I thought I'd call and tell you about, buddy. So, yeah. So hugs and kisses to all of you PLA people.
Yeah, this is a long voicemail. Thanks, Great Big Pete. Bye. Everyone needs to turn on their stopwatch on their cell phone when they call in. And as soon as it beeps 30 seconds, you need to wrap it up.
Hello, Brad. It's Micro Corky with a little bit of insight. You were saying on the most recent Hobos Code, the Suck a Cheetah Dick song.
Oh,
you
here
have
we
no
go,
idea who it's by. I think I do know.
Is it Wesley Willis?
I haven't had the opportunity to look it up because I'm at work and I don't want that on my search history. But it sounds a lot like Wesley Willis, who also did the Rock and Roll McDonald's song, which is a classic.
You don't say.
But obviously wouldn't work as folk music because it's not really offensive or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe look into that. Wesley Willis. He's
Rock
really
and
best.
Roll McDonald's. That's how that song went. Thanks, Micro Corgi.
Hey, Brad, it's Battle Boner.
Hey.
I just wanted to call and say that the canceling your business phone number idea is one of the best ideas in a long time.
Yeah, those are some reactions.
The normal phone number, when you would call and cancel, you know, regular homeowners' phone numbers and shit, nobody gave a fuck.
Well, they kind of did, but not as much as these businesses.
Everybody gets so mad because, obviously, their business so bad.
They've spent billions of dollars on those Yellow Pages ads.
Best ideas you've had in a long time, so
thanks.
Congratulations on that one. Keep it up. I love your shows lately.
Aww.
You're the best. You're a blessed soul. Love you.
Mwah. Thanks, Battle Boner. Here's a minute and a half long voicemail of complete silence. So if your voicemail did not get played, it was probably that one.
Hey, I really liked the video with the Futel, the Futel phone yesterday.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty cool.
Thanks.
I was curious, after you turned off the video, if you were able to call it back.
Oh, yeah, it did ring. I guess I forgot to mention that in the video itself. And if you don't know what he's talking about, I made a video about a payphone, and it's on the main Phone Losers channel, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. It's a video of me going up to a payphone and playing with it. It's really great.
I found one in Crystal Lake, Illinois, at the town hall. I don't know if it's Futel or not. I think the city owns it, but it's a free payphone, and I think if we're doing the Chicago meetup this summer, we should figure out if we can get the number and play with that so we can have fun with that this summer when we go up there.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, Brad. It's Mr. Taco.
Hey.
I was just calling to tell you that the newest version of The Simpsons Tapped Out has a export JPEG image function on it. So there you go. All right.
Really? Bye. Well, that sucks. I just deleted that game from my phone. Actually, I did that while I was at the Futel payphone because I ran out of recording space on my phone, and The Simpsons is a huge game. But shit, now I have to reinstall it so I can save my cities as a JPEG. So I can save my entire city as one single JPEG? That would be awesome. I'm going to look into that.
Hey, Brad. What you doing?
Hey.
It's your dad. Just wondering when you're going to come back home. We've been waiting for you.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
It's weird how my dad sounds younger than me.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in from Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
I just want to say that the latest Snowplow show, where you were pretty much just trolling people and saying that their phone number had been taken away, was really, really funny, especially when you used really stupid, like, the really, really retarded, dumb, like, hold music. I don't know, you've used that a lot, like, for years, but there's just something about it. Was just, I think people were, like, listening more now, because, like, their business was being taken away, so they were, like, keen to listen, and, you know, they were, like, you know, got a ear full of, like, you know, pussy good, pussy sweet. So it was pretty nice. Also, like, the ridiculous voice, like, the Carol voice. I still think that the voices are, like, probably one of the
I like fun. Trying to talk to myself with Carol. That gets kind of confusing, but it was fun trying.
Things. They almost make up for the fact that you don't do, like, pizza calls anymore and all that. Just, yeah, now you have awesome, like, voice machine, like, the
I miss the pizza
calls and the stupid, like, Carol voice is really, like, hilarious. So, I don't know. It's starting to even out, you know, the what you do now, what you used to do. So, yeah, it was really funny. So,
all right, bye. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hi, Roy, Brad, Cooking Pancakes.
Hey.
Rico Rocks here.
Hello.
You're five loco in the head, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
Fucking these guys. I just got off probation today, so I'll definitely drink a four loco to bed.
Wow, must be nice.
Bye, Brad.
Bye, Rico Rocks.
Hey, Brad, this is Scary Minus Nick. And,
oh, hey.
So to get the portrait of your Simpsons tapped out village, you click
again.
On the little crossbones of arrows, and there's a little camera icon on there, and you click on the camera. And then you could have a picture to put on your wall or bathroom or placemat or...
shower curtain?
I don't know. But...
that's
yeah.
Awesome. I definitely need to get back into that. I didn't know you were still doing Tapped Out, Nick. I remember me and him was friends on that. I haven't played Tapped Out in like a year and a half. I hope it's not just taking a picture of the screen, because I don't need that. I want a picture of my entire town.
Hey, Brad, it's Masshole Matt calling.
Hey.
I just want to say that that song that it goes, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, blah, 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 Jelly and Toast. For loco.
Yeah, I know.
Yada,
I get it. I get it.
Everyone always gets the lyrics wrong, and they say, sit back, relax. It's sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
So everyone out there, fucking stop saying, sit back, relax.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're pissing us both off. All right, that's enough of voicemails for today. I still have a few more to go, but fuck it. I've got another show to do this week. Hopefully I'll get to play them on that show. Thank you to 2020, Jennifer 8 Cacti, the Swedish Models, John M., and Tanner Pizza for being the sponsors of today's show. Please be a sponsor if you're not already by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. It's only $5 a month, and you get an extra show every week and other occasional extra little perks sometimes. But the Hobosodes are a lot of fun to listen to. If you're not hearing those, you're really missing out. So support the show. Thank you, Max Power, for the list today. He sends in so many of those and so many ideas. Everyone should thank Max Power for the whole Easter Bunny idea, because I didn't even think of that. I thought of the Santa Claus thing. I think that was me that thought of that. I don't know. But I never thought of the Easter Bunny thing. That's pretty great. I'm having a lot of fun with that. See you next time, everyone.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 8675309. I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care and I wasn't slow. I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached, sounded cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was a great girl. I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. Rio was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government smooths. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto bins and my top photo phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Janie trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me though the phone sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away cause Brittany was a heat. I got hoes in different area codes just like Ludacris, so I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.
Because you are such a freaking jerk.